The latest survey of the Nansemond River finally reports some good news. WHRO has the details. The Nansemond has been ravaged by pollution as the once rural area quickly developed, and it seemed to stay that way in recent years. Beth Cross leads the Nansemond River Preservation Alliance.
I felt like we were reporting the same things, that over 50% of the river was condemned, that it might look like that forever.
But this year, bacteria levels dropped in a middle section of the river. State officials reopened about 600 acres for harvesting shellfish. Cross points to the water along Sleepy Hole Park.
If you're looking to the left, that was condemned waters, and to the right is more of the tidal flow and not condemned waters, so we can literally see the acres that have been released. It's pretty exciting.
But she cautions the status is always subject to change. Heavy rains can quickly wash yucky stuff into the water, and the southernmost reaches of the river remain stubbornly polluted. Katherine Hafner, WHRO News.